ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಜಯ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 1 श्रीमद्भागवतम, टाइटल डिपार्चर ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा फॉर द्वारका एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 29 फॉर डिस्कशन टुडे। काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी। या वीर्य शुल्केन रिता स्वयंवरे प्रमथ्य चैद्य प्रमुखान हि सुष्मिनः प्रद्युम्न सांबांब सुतादयो परा याश्चारिता भौम वधे सहस्रशः या वीर्य शुल्केन रिता स्वयंवरे प्रमथ्य चैद्य प्रमुखान हि सुष्मिनः प्रद्युम्न सांबांब सुतादयो परा याश्चारिता भौम वधे सहस्रशः या वीर्य शुल्केन रिता स्वयंवरे प्रमथ्य चैद्य प्रमुखान हि सुष्मिनः प्रद्युम्न सांबांब सुतादयो परा याश्चारिता भौम वधे सहस्रशः। या वीर्य शुल्केन रिता स्वयंवरे चैत्य सुष्मिणः बाम्बसुतादयो परा याश्चारिता भौम वधे सहस्रशः। या वीर्य शुल्केन रिता स्वयंवरे चैद्या मुखान हि सुष्मिनः रिता स्वयंवरे प्रमथ्य चैद्य प्रमुखान हि सुष्मिनः प्रद्युम्न सांबांब सुतादयो परा याश्चारिता भौम वधे सहस्रशः। मदजीज, we lead word to word translation, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Kindly repeat after me. Ya, the lady, Virya, prowess, Shulkena, by payment of the price, Ritaha, taken away by force, Swayamvare, in the open selection of the bridegroom, Pramathya, harassing, Chaidya, King Shishupal, Pramukhan, headed by, he positively, Shushminaha, all very powerful, Pradyumna, Pradyumna Krishna's son, Samba, Samba, Amba, Amba, Sutadayaha, children, Apara, other ladies, ya, those, cha, also, aharitaha, similarly brought, bhauma vadhe, after killing kings, sahasrashaha, by the thousands. Translation. The children of these ladies are Pradyumna, Samba, Amba, etc. Ladies like Rukmini, Satyabhama and Jambavati were forcibly taken away by him from their Swayamvar ceremonies after he defeated many powerful kings headed by Shishupal. And other ladies were also forcibly taken away by him after he killed Bhaumasur and thousands of his assistants. All of these ladies are glorious. Purport. Exceptionally qualified daughters of powerful kings were allowed to make a choice of their own bridegrooms in open competition, and such ceremonies were called Swayamvara or selection of the bridegroom. Because the Swayamvara was an open competition between the rival and valiant princes, such princes were invited by the father of the princess, and usually there were regular fights between the invited princely order in a sporting spirit. But it so happened that sometimes the belligerent princes were killed in such marriage fighting, and the victorious prince was offered the trophy princess for whom so many princes died. Rukmini, the principal queen of Lord Krishna, was a daughter of the king of Vidarbha, who wished that his qualified and beautiful daughter be given away to Lord Krishna. But her eldest brother wanted her to be given away to King Shishupal, who happened to be a cousin of Krishna. So there was open competition, and as usual, Lord Krishna emerged successful. After harassing Shishupal and other princes by his unrivaled prowess, Rukmini had 10 sons like Pradyumna. There were other queens also taken away by Lord Krishna in a similar way. Full description of this beautiful booty of Lord Krishna will be given in the 10th canto. There were 16,100 beautiful girls who were daughters of many kings and were forcibly stolen by Bhaumasur, who kept them captive for his carnal desire. These girls prayed piteously to Lord Krishna for their deliverance, and the merciful Lord, called by their fervent prayer, released them all by fighting and killing Bhaumasur. All these captive princesses were then accepted by the Lord as his wives, although in the estimation of society they were all fallen girls. The all-powerful Lord Krishna accepted the humble prayers of these girls and married them with the adoration of queens. So, although Lord Krishna had 16,108 queens at Dwarka, and in each of them he begot 10 children, all these children grew up and each had as many children as the father. The aggregate of the family numbered in millions. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीव साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो आई एम ग्रेटफुल टू द ऑर्गेनाइजर्स फॉर गिविंग मी दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी टू स्पीक ऑन दिस पार्ट ऑफ द श्रीमद भागवतम। दिस इज ए डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णस डीलिंग्स विद हिज क्वींस महेशी from Dwarka. It is said there are three kinds of activities of the Supreme Lord. Some of them are anukarniya, some of them are anusarniya, and some of them are anusmarniya. Anukarniya means you can also do those activities which the Supreme Lord did. So primarily, generally speaking, Lord Ramchandra's Leela, Dashrath Putra Ram, his activities are more or less anukarniya. When I say that, we should also remember that some of his activities like picking up a bow and threatening the ocean god is definitely not anukarniya for us. But in general, Ram Leela is anukarniya. Anusarniya, to some extent, are Lord Krishna's activities in Dwarka, and to some extent Lord Krishna's activities in Dwarka are also anukarniya, especially his dealings with his wives, how he took care of his daughters, how he took care of his sons, how he took care of all the duties of a grihastha. When Narad Muni visited Dwarka, it is mentioned how in one palace he was bidding farewell to a daughter after her marriage, and in another palace he was welcoming his daughter who had been previously married and now she is returning home to meet her parents. It's also mentioned how he would engage in acts like digging of lakes for public welfare, planting of trees for public welfare, performing yajnas to set a good example for his citizens in Dwarka. So in that sense they are anukarniya. But Krishna's activities in general are broadly speaking not anukarniya, they are anusarniya. And Lord Krishna's activities, especially in Vrindavan, which is the highest, are not even anukarniya or anusarniya, they are basically anusmarniya. You can just meditate on Lord Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. So here, this is Dwarka Leela and this is Lord Krishna doing extraordinary activities to win Stri Ratna. Many times in the Bhagavatam, while describing the queens of Dwarka, this word will come, Stri Ratna, the best of the ladies at that time. Krishna accepted them as his duly wedded wives. And this is called Madhurya Ras. Madhurya Ras is the conjugal ras where the Supreme Lord and that personality, they have a relationship of lover and beloved. And this is the highest intimacy that can happen between the Supreme Lord. And for personalities like Rukmini, she is an expansion of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi. But when we talk about the 16,100 princesses that were captured in captivity by Bhaumasur and then they were married to Krishna, we are talking of the Jivatmas. So they are Jivatmas. They are not Antaranga Shakti. They are Tatastha Shakti. So Antaranga Shakti is always with the Supreme Lord. In the third canto, at one place it is mentioned how the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, is so dear to Krishna that Krishna always keeps the goddess of fortune on his chest. But the goddess of fortune says, what will I do sitting on your chest? Actually, my constitutional position is to serve you. So she leaves behind herself in the form of Sri Vatsa hair on the chest of Lord Vishnu and transfers herself again to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu to serve him. So service is so important, service is so prominent even in the heart of somebody as exalted as Lakshmi Devi. It's very interesting that Vishnu is keeping her on his chest, but she says, no, on the chest I will not be able to serve you, so I want to go to your feet and serve you. And that's how the relationship is. So this Madhurya Ras is the highest intimacy, not only between the Supreme Lord and his Antaranga Shakti, Lakshmi Devi, for Ramchandra Sita Devi, for Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani or Rukmini Devi, but also between an ordinary living entity like the 16,100 princesses and Krishna. So we'll just quickly go through the different stories of how Krishna won each one of these queens. It can be elaborated for so many hours, but then we'll quickly try to finish all these stories and how is there something for us to learn from all these stories. So the chief queen of Lord Krishna in Dwarka is Srimati Rukmini Devi. And Rukmini Devi is from Vidarbha, present day Maharashtra. And her father is Bhishmak Maharaj. And in the court of Bhishmak Maharaj, Narad Muni would regularly come. Some other saintly people would also come. And they would constantly glorify the Supreme Lord. And just by hearing the glories of Krishna, Shrutva, Rukmini Devi got attached to Lord Krishna. So this is one example where Rukmini had never ever seen Krishna. But just by hearing the gunas of Krishna, the beauty of Krishna, the activities of Krishna, she had already submitted her heart to Krishna. And this is from the Srimad Bhagavatam. These are the words of Rukmini Devi. This is from chapter number 83 of the 10th canto. This is a chapter that describes the meeting of Draupadi and Yudhishthir and all. They all come to Dwarka. And Draupadi excuses herself from her husbands and she personally spends time with the other ladies in Dwarka, the queens of Krishna. And she's asking them, how do you interact with the Supreme Lord Krishna? I would want to know, because Draupadi herself is a devotee of Krishna. So she wants to know, how do these devotees interact with Lord Krishna? So this is Rukmini Devi speaking. She is speaking to Draupadi. When all the kings held their bows at the ready to assure that I would be presented to Shishupal, he who puts the dust of his feet on the heads of invincible warriors took me from their midst as a lion forcibly takes his prey from the midst of goats and sheep. May I always be allowed to worship those feet of Lord Krishna, the abode of Goddess Shri. She herself is Goddess Shri, but in the mood of Rukmini, she is presenting herself as an ordinary princess of a particular kingdom. And she is saying, actually in my marriage, Shishupal and his own father Dam Ghosh, they both had come. They came with elephants, cavalry, they came with all kinds of soldiers, they came with all kinds of preparations because there was already a rumor. Rukmini has already written some letter to Krishna and it is possible that Krishna will come. Why? Because Krishna has promised, Ye yatha mam prapadyante. If you love me, I love you. If you envy me, you are inviting envy in your life. So they knew that Rukmini loved Krishna. Rukmini's father had already allowed this, had already blessed this affection for Krishna. But there was only one impediment. The elder brother of Rukmini was Rukmi. And this Rukmi was against Krishna. And in one sense, he was a power-hungry politician. So power-hungry politicians, for them, people are pawns. So he was seeing his own sister not as a personality who has given her heart to Krishna, but he is seeing his own daughter, his own sister, as a commodity to be traded. So here is Shishupal, who is a big king. And if I form an alliance with Shishupal, then what will happen? We both become relatives, then we share each other's power, and this way I can also become powerful. So Rukmini for the elder brother is a commodity that is to be used to fuel his own political ambitions. And this is not the right way to deal with your own sister. So we know the story of how Rukmini wrote a letter inviting Krishna that I would rather die but get married to Shishupal. And so Shishupal knew, so here he was with his friends. All of them were ready with their army to make sure that Krishna cannot touch Rukmini. But Rukmini also arranged in such a way, she mentioned that actually our family deity is Ambika, and one day before the marriage, the girl in the family has to visit Ambika Devi's temple. So she thought, if there is a war, then even her soldiers will be caught in that war, and there will be a lot of bloodshed. So as a gentle lady, as the mother of the universe, Rukmini, Rakhumai, in Maharashtra they call her Rakhumai. So she developed a plan that when I go to that Ambika Devi's temple, that is a time when nobody will be really expecting a war and my own soldiers will be there, but this is the time you can kidnap me. And Krishna is also somebody who has his own plans, but when a sincere devotee submits his or her plans to Krishna, Krishna accepts those plans as if they were the best plans. When I came to ISKCON in the beginning, I heard this. How do you make Krishna laugh? You make Krishna laugh by going to him and tell him your own plans for your own spiritual advancement. That is one way to make Krishna laugh. Yes. Ei murkha vigya ami vishaya kene diba swa charanamrita diya vishaya bhulaiba. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions, this is a fool. He wants to enjoy this world. Vishaya is visha. Vishaya means sense enjoyment, is basically poison. So, ei murkha, this is murkha, and I am vigya, I am intelligent. Why should I allow him sense gratification? Why should I allow him the vishaya, visha? Instead of that, I'll give him my own charanamrit and vishaya bulaiba. So, this is one way to make Krishna laugh by giving him your plans. But it's very interesting. When Kunti Devi gives her plan to Krishna, Krishna delays his own plan by 2 months. And after the Mahabharata war, prolongs his stay in Hastinapur. Why? Is her plan better than Krishna's plan? Yes. If you ask Krishna, that is a better plan. Why? Because it is sincere devotee's plan. Rukmini Devi is mentioning, this is how you should kidnap me. Now, in one sense, logically, who has the most intelligence? Yes, Krishna has the most intelligence. In the Mahabharata war, it is mentioned, the combination was Krishna's head, Krishna's intelligence, and Arjuna's hands. Krishna's guidance and Arjuna is working hard. So then, yatra yogeshwaro Krishna, yatra partha dhanurdhara. Tatra shir vijayo bhuti, dhruva nitir matir mama. If you want opulence, if you want victory, if you want morality, if you want extraordinary opulence there, then you should need Arjun, yatra yogeshwaro Krishna, yatra partha dhanu. Arjun and Krishna. But how? In what form? Krishna's intelligence and Arjuna's hard work. In our life, sometimes we use our intelligence and we tell Krishna to do hard work. So our intelligence and Krishna's hands, that never works for us. But for Krishna's pure devotees like Rukmini Devi, Kunti Devi, many times they suggest something. Uddhava, when he is remembering third canto, the first chapter, he is mentioning, oh, my heart pains. When I still remember, Krishna would call me. This is after Krishna's disappearance, he is talking. But he says, oh, I still remember how sometimes Krishna would call me and say, Uddhav, there is this problem to be solved and I need your guidance. Please tell me what to do. Uddhav is remembering this. How can the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, the source of Jnana Gamya, one of the names of Krishna is Jnana Gamya. He is the goal of all the Jnana in this world. In the Gita 15th chapter, Krishna is saying, Vedeshya Sarvair Ahameva Vedya. By all the Vedas, he is to be known. He is Jnana Gamya. But Uddhava is mentioning, how can he call me and ask me for my opinion? So this is Krishna, this is a special mood of Krishna. And Rukmini Devi writes that, gives that plan, and Krishna comes. And at the most unexpected moment, Krishna steals away Rukmini. And Shishupal, it takes him some time to understand. Rukmini Devi was here. She was going to get married to me tomorrow. And gone. What am I going to do? So, sometimes the question comes in a thoughtful devotee's mind. Why did Krishna have to do it by waiting at the last moment? One is to fulfill the desire of Rukmini Devi. Yes, he is, submits to the will of his pure devotee. Another reason is, this was some kind of a payback. What payback? See, Ravan had kidnapped Sita Devi in the absence of Ramchandra. So Ramchandra felt very bad. Ramchandra felt, if you at all wanted to do something, you should have done it in my presence, is it not? You think you are so powerful, but what kind of a cowardly act is this? You diverted me somewhere else, and now when I pay back, I'm going to do it in such a way, I'm going to do it much better than you. So the same Ram is Krishna, the same Ravan is Shishupal, and in that time also, you know, Ravan kidnapped her, never could touch her. This time also, you know, those memories were there, those impressions were there. And he was almost going to have her. So last time at least it was illegal. Last time it was in a very treacherous way. This time it was legally, you know, everything was set. And so, theoretically speaking, you know, in a example wise, he's almost about to eat that sweet, which he has been longing for many lifetimes. It's not only this lifetime. And now it is permissible, it is allowed by everyone, and now very nicely he's going to eat it. And suddenly the Garuda, Krishna, the king of all, he comes and snatches it away. So he, you know, Krishna, ye yathamam prapadyante, he pays you back in your currency. So Shishupal was just heartbroken. What happened? And then he's running behind Krishna, and there is a lot of war going on. And Rukmini Devi is on the chariot, and Rukmini Devi is looking at this big, huge army, and she is worried. So at that time, this very beautiful shloka by Krishna. So she has worry in her eyes, and she is looking at Krishna on the chariot, and Krishna says, "Prahasya Bhagavan Aha Masma Bhair Vama Lochane Vinangshati Adunai Vaitat Tavakahi Shatravam Balam." So Krishna gave a smile. Prahasya Bhagavan Aha. What did he speak? Masma Bhair Vama Lochane. Please don't feel fear, O beautiful eyed Rukmini. Why? Vinangshati Adunai Vaitat. In a few moments, Tavakai Shatravam Balam. Your army will destroy Shishupal's army. So now the question is, where is her army there? It is not Rukmini's army. Rukmini has been taken away by Krishna. It is the Yadava army who has come there along with Krishna, and that army is going to fight with Shishupal's army. So why is Krishna saying Tavakai Shatravam Balam? Krishna is so amazing. As soon as we submit to Krishna purely, Krishna is willing to share all his property, all his opulences with us. So in a moment, after Rukmini's surrender, Krishna is saying, your army will destroy Shishupal's army. And this is such a big hope-giving indication for all of us. All it takes is purity of purpose. May not be purity of actions, because we are bound to make mistakes. Human beings are bound to make mistakes. But if the purpose is pure, why did we do what we do? Even though it was made up of 1,000 mistakes, we wanted to please Krishna. The intention was pure. So if the intention was pure, even if there are 1,000 mistakes, Krishna looks at the intention more than the activity. So ahead, what happens is, Shishupal is defeated. Shishupal returns back. He hears a lecture from his friends on failures as stepping stones to success. And he's told, don't worry, you know, next time something good will happen. He said, bacha kya abhi, next time kya hone wala hai. But anyways, and then Rukmi is there. Rukmi gets fired up. Rukmi says, how can he do this? And I won't return back to my kingdom unless I defeat Krishna. Then he attacks Krishna. And Krishna is thinking, what is he doing? You know, why is he coming in between? So then he defeats Rukmi also. And he's so angry at Rukmi because he viciously attacked Krishna. And he wanted to use Rukmini as a commodity for his own political ambition. So that anger is also there in Krishna. Krishna takes out his sword to kill Rukmi. And as he's about to do that, Balram comes there. And soft-hearted Balram, he says, don't worry, you know, finally he is your brother-in-law, so don't kill him. Your own wife will not feel good. And in this way, Balram saves Rukmi. Now, the most interesting thing is, after some time, Krishna's grandson, Aniruddha, is getting married to Rochana. And she is the granddaughter of the same Rukmi. So, in that marriage, all the Yadavas go there. Balram goes there, Krishna goes there, and everyone else goes there. Pradyumna is also there, the father of the bridegroom. And there is some kind of a gambling match there. Kshatriyas, when they sit together, they want to do that. So what happens is, many friends of Rukmi, they know this, that Krishna had insulted Rukmi then. So they convince Rukmi that, you know, this Balram, he is the simple person. Of these two, Krishna, you cannot cheat him. Yes, of all the cheats, I am gambling. But Balram is a simple-hearted person. So you invite him for some gambling match, and then maybe, you know, you can get your revenge. So, he invites him for a gambling match and the wager first is 100 gold coins. But looking at the simplicity of Balram, Rukmi says, 1000 gold coins. No, not even 1000 gold coins, 10,000 gold coins. And Balram agrees. And in that particular match, Rukmi wins. So now Rukmi is very happy. Okay. Chalo, aur ek bar khelenge kya? Haan, khelenge. Okay, now this time, 100,000 gold coins. Balram says, okay. And this time Balramji wins. But the whole idea was to humiliate the Yadavas. So Rukmi is not able to accept it. And Rukmi, no, you cheated, I won. Balramji is saying, what is that? When I lost, I accepted I lost. When I won, you have to accept it, I won. But Rukmi, the intention was not to play, the intention was to humiliate and cheat Balram. So he's not ready to accept. So then Balram says, okay, 100 million gold coins, third match. And again Balram wins. And last time, the first time, when Balram had lost, then one of the friends of Rukmi was the king of Kalinga Pradesh. And he had laughed on Balram showing his teeth. And Balram had noted that. So third time, when 100 million gold coins are there and Balramji wins, again Rukmi becomes a cheat. I said, no, you didn't win, I won. And Balramji is thinking, how can you do this? So at that time, there is a voice from the sky which says, no, actually Balram won and Rukmi lost and Rukmi is playing cheat. So Balramji is thinking, at least now you accept, Rukmi is still hell-bent on going to hell. He said, no. I won. Balramji becomes so mad, Balramji takes a club, kills Rukmi on the spot, runs behind this king of Kalinga, and the Bhagavata mentions in the 10th step, how many steps he took, that is also mentioned, in the 10th step catches that king of Kalinga and breaks all his teeth. And then all those kings who were on the side of Rukmi, they get beaten up, they all run away. So why did I mention this? This is mentioned to understand, see how ungrateful is Rukmi. He was going to be slaughtered by Krishna. And just because Balramji, the simple-hearted brother of Krishna, intervened, he was saved. And if there was little gratitude in the heart of Rukmi, he would have taken shelter of Balram. And through Balram, he could have patched up his strained relationship with Krishna. So Rukmi here is this ordinary living entity, the conditioned living entity. Balramji is guru. And sometimes we insult Krishna, sometimes we go against Krishna. We snatch away the service attitude that is actually meant for Krishna and we utilize that service attitude for ordinary things of this world. So Rukmi was trying to utilize Rukmini for his political ambitions. And then Balramji comes and Balramji says, oh Krishna, please don't kill this living entity. I will engage him in some service. So Guru actually neglects our envious attitude, neglects our poison that we have for Krishna and tries to save us. And Krishna, looking at Guru, forgives us. The height of this ingratitude can be that the same spiritual master who saved us from getting killed by Krishna because of our envious nature, we try to insult him and cheat him. So we should never do that. So Rukmini, she is mentioning that he is one whose foot dust is on the heads of all kinds of invincible warriors, but I have only one desire in my heart. I want to be allowed to worship the feet of that Lord Krishna. So she is presenting herself as a Dasi. The next queen whom we'll discuss is Bhadra. She is from Kaikeya kingdom. And she says, these are her words from the Bhagavatam. My dear Draupadi, of his own free will, my father invited his nephew Krishna, to whom I had already dedicated my heart, and offered me to him as his bride. My father presented me to the Lord with one Akshohani military guard and a retinue of my female companions. My ultimate perfection is this: to always be allowed to touch Lord Krishna's lotus feet as I wander from life to life, bound by my karma. So this is Nitya associate of Krishna. She is queen of Krishna. But just see how humble she is. She is saying, as I wander from life to life, bound by my own karma. Does she have any karma? And her only desire is to be allowed to serve the lotus feet of Krishna. The next queen is Jambavati. She mentions to Draupadi, unaware that Lord Krishna was none other than his own master and worshipable deity, the husband of goddess Sita, my father fought with him for 27 days. Jambavan. When my father finally came to his senses and recognized the Lord, he took hold of his feet and presented him with both me, Bhamamani, Satya Bhamamani, and Semantak Mani as tokens of his reverence. I am simply the Lord's maid servant. So these are queens of Krishna, but one thing that comes repeatedly in their words is, I am simply the maid servant. All I want is to serve his feet. All I want to be allowed to touch his feet. These are the ambitions of the queens of Krishna. The fourth queen is Satya, or sometimes she is also called as Nagna Jiti, because she is the daughter of Nagna Jit Maharaj of Ayodhya. Sri Satya said, my father arranged for 7 extremely powerful and vigorous bulls with deadly sharp horns to test the prowess of the kings who desired my hand in marriage. So how do you ensure that only Krishna gets your daughter? If you want that, you arrange for extremely difficult swayamvar. So there were 7 very ferocious bulls. And the plan was, anybody who can tame these 7 bulls gets to marry my daughter. Nobody else could do that. Only Krishna could do that. Although these bulls destroyed the false pride of many heroes, Lord Krishna subdued them effortlessly, tying them up in the same way that children playfully tie up a goat's kids. He thus purchased me with his valor. In today's shloka, there is this word, virya shulkena. Shulka means price. But what price Krishna paid for getting all his wives? Virya shulkena. Aishwaryasya samagrasya, viryasya yashashashriya. Virya means prowess. Virya means courage. Virya means bravery. So again, that same word is used by Satya, that actually my father was paid the price of virya shulka, bravery. My husband Krishna paid the price of bravery and won me. He thus purchased me with his valor. Then he took me away with my maid servants and a full army of 4 divisions, defeating all the kings who opposed him along the road. May I be granted the privilege of serving that Lord. So fourth queen who is saying, let me serve. Fifth queen is Satyabhama. Sri Satyabhama said, my father, his heart tormented by his brother's death, who is her father? Satrajit, accused Krishna of killing him. So Satrajit, he came into bad association and he accused Krishna that maybe you have killed my brother. There is a story of Semantak Mani. To remove the stain on his reputation, the Lord defeated the king of the bears, Jambavan, and took back the Semantak jewel, which he then returned to my father. So now, here is a king who has accused Krishna falsely, and Krishna has proven that he is not involved in the conspiracy, and he even brought the jewel and gave it back to Satrajit. Fearing the consequences of his offense, my father offered me to the Lord, even though I had already been promised to others. So, this is Satyabhama. She was already promised to Akrura. But fearing the consequence that, I offended Krishna and this is not good. So then he offered Satyabhama to Krishna. Sixth queen is Kalindi or Yamuna Devi. Sri Kalindi said, "The Lord knew I was performing severe austerities and penances with the hope of one day touching his lotus feet. So he came to me in the company of his friend Arjun and took my hand in marriage. Now I am engaged as a sweeper in his palace." The seventh queen is Mitravinda. She is from Ujjain. Sri Mitravinda said, "At my Swayamvar ceremony, Krishna came forward, defeated all the kings present, including my brothers, who dared insult him." So she had two brothers, Vindhya and Anuvindhya. And both of them, they had an affection for Duryodhan. And because Krishna was against them, just for that one reason, they did not want to marry their daughter, who already had affection for Krishna, to Krishna. "At my Swayamvar ceremony, he came forward, defeated all the kings present, including my brothers, who dared insult him, and took me away just as a lion removes his prey from amidst a pack of dogs. Thus, Lord Krishna, the shelter of the goddess of fortune, brought me to his capital city. May I be allowed to serve him by washing his feet life after life." And now the eighth queen is Lakshmana. She is the daughter of the king Shrutasena of Madhya Pradesh. Sri Lakshmana said, "O queen, I repeatedly heard Narad Muni glorify the appearances and activities of Achyuta, and thus my heart also became attached to that Lord Mukunda. Indeed, even goddess Padmahasta," Padmahasta means the goddess who always carries a lotus in her hands, Lakshmi Devi. "Indeed, even goddess Padmahasta chose him as her husband after careful consideration." So after Samudra Manthan Leela, when Lakshmi Devi appeared, then she had a varamala in her hand, and then she was looking at all the devatas who were there. So some were very generous, but they did not have good qualities. Some had long life, but they were not auspicious. There were some who were invincible like Lord Shiva, but their body was smeared with funeral ashes. So all of them, they were very, very qualified, but they had some or the other disqualification. There was only one person present there who did not have any disqualification, who was only full of qualifications, and that was Lord Hari. So that's how Lakshmi Devi chose Hari. And then this is being mentioned by Lakshmana here. So she says, "Indeed, even goddess Padmahasta chose him as her husband after careful consideration, rejecting the great demigods who rule various planets." So in her Swayamvar, it is mentioned, her father, Brihatsena, what he had done is, he had also come up with a test which was more difficult than Arjun's test for Draupadi. So for Arjun, the fish was there up, and Arjun was supposed to shoot the fish by looking at the reflection in water. But the Acharyas mention, even Lakshmana is mentioning, that at least the fish in case of Arjuna's Draupadi Swayamvar, where Arjuna won, was clearly visible on all sides. But the whole point was, you look down in the reflection and shoot the arrow up. But at least the fish was visible. In this case, the fish was completely blocked from all sides. So even you could not see the fish. There was one way to look at the fish, that you simultaneously look down at the reflection and simultaneously look up. So how can you look simultaneously down and up at the same time? You can't do it. So this whole thing was arranged in such a way that not even Arjun can win Lakshmana. So it is mentioned, Duryodhan was there, Karna was there, Jarasandh was there, Shishupal was there, and all of them were very strong. So some kings, they looked at the bow that was there, and just by looking at the bow, they didn't even go there. Some, they looked at the bow, they thought they had power, they took up the bow, they tried to lift the bow, they could not lift the bow, they gave it up. Some of them took the bow, they tried to string it, and when they brought the thread to string it, the bow, you know, it rebound. So they could not tie, and because of the force of the bow, they fell down. Shishupal, Karna, Duryodhan, they could at least lift the bow, they could string it, and they could try to do it, but they could not, you know, shoot the arrow also. Arjun came there, he lifted the bow, he shot the arrow, but that arrow did not hit the target. And after all this, Krishna came there, Krishna lifted the bow, strung the bow, he shot the target very amazingly, even something that Arjun could not do. So the question is, if Arjun is the greatest archer, how can Krishna be a better archer than him? No, he's the source of all. And also we could see that if Arjun understands that she is meant for Krishna, then Arjun will not participate in that competition. So, in this way, Lakshmana, the eighth queen, is also won by Krishna. So, all of these have, you know, the facility of enjoying Lord Krishna's personal embrace. In Dwarka, they are the queens. And Krishna would expand himself into so many forms. They are called Prabhava Prakash. So every form is not different from each other, and he would enter into the 16,108 palaces every day and spend intimate time with all these queens. And it is mentioned that even when leaving the palace the next day morning, he would ask for permission from the queens. Can I leave? And they would really feel touched that he is Krishna, but why is he asking our permission? So it's a very beautiful shloka which I would like to speak. This describes how the queens would serve Krishna. Pratyudgamasanavararhanapadashaucha tambulavishramana vijanagandhamalyai kesha prasarashayana snapanopaharyai dasi shata apivibhor vidadusmadasyam. The last line of the shloka, it mentions dasi shata api. What it means is, even though each of these queens had hundreds and thousands of maid servants, dasi kitne hai inke ghar mein? Bahut sare dasiyan hai. But vibhor bhagwan ka vidadhu smadasyam, instead of engaging all those maid servants in service of Krishna, which was what they were paid for, all these queens, they became the dasi of Krishna. And how did they serve? Pratyudgama. Pratyudgama means they would approach Lord Krishna personally. When he would return to welcome him, they would personally go to the door and welcome him. They could have sent a dasi. Asana, they would personally offer a seat to Krishna. Vararahana, they would offer the best of worship. What is this best of worship? Srila Sridhar Swami mentions, in one hand they would have the best of flowers, Pushpanjali. And in another hand they would have the best of gems, Ratnanjali. So with Pushpanjali and Ratnanjali, the best gems and the best flowers, they would offer the best worship to Krishna when he would return in the evening time. Pada Shaucha, they would personally wash Krishna's lotus feet. Tambula, they would offer him pan. Vishramana, because Krishna would sometimes be tired, so they would relieve that fatigue by massaging his legs personally. Vijana, we call the peacock feather fan as Vyajana. So Sanskrit in the Bhagavatam mentions Vijana. Vijana means fanning Krishna personally. Gandhamalyai, fragrant substances would be offered to Krishna. Garlands would be offered to Krishna personally by the queens. Kesha Prasara, they would take care of his hair and they would decorate his hair. Shayana, they would personally arrange his bed. Snapana, snapana means they would personally bathe him. And Upaharye, they would give the most costly and rare gifts to Krishna to please him. But all this was in the mood of a dasi. And we saw their personal words, how they again and again mentioned that all we want is to serve Krishna in the mood of a maid servant. So sometimes in this world, there's a lot of talk about Madhurya Ras. How Madhurya Ras is the highest, and Shanta, Dasya, Sakhya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya, and Dasya is one of the beginning. Yes. Now the most interesting thing is, those who are already in the Madhurya Ras, in one sense they appear, I gave the example of Lakshmi Devi, she is in Madhurya Ras, Krishna is pulling her to Madhurya Ras, Krishna is pulling her to his chest, but she says, Madhurya Ras is too high for me, I think I want to be in Dasya Ras, I want to serve your lotus feet. These are the queens of Krishna, they are in Madhurya Ras, but they are always saying, no, we want to serve, we just want to be a maid servant, we just want to massage his legs, and that's the mood they have. And it's very unfortunate that in this world, we are not even in Shanta, we are almost in Matsarya Ras. Yes. So we won't even stand and look at Krishna and glorify Krishna from a distance. Kuch seva nahi karenge, lekin glorify bhi nahi karenge, shant bhi nahi hai. Dasya to bahut aage ki cheez hai, you know, to always have this mood of service to Krishna. Krishna Chandra Prabhu, you know, just some days back he was giving a Bhagavatam class, gave a very beautiful example. He said, sometimes we feel kirtan is about making a sound. Yes? And it is about making a sound. You glorify Krishna in the Bhagavatam class, that is Kirtan. You sing Kirtan, using Hare Krishna with Kartas and Mridanga, it is Sankirtan. It's Kirtan, glorifying the Lord. He mentioned, sometimes we can have Kirtan with our mouth shut. How can we have Kirtan with mouth shut? He said, when we are good examples by our behavior, we are glorifying Krishna. People will say, if this is what a Vaishnav is, I want to become a Vaishnav. If this is what it means to become Prabhupada's follower, I want to become Prabhupada's follower. And he gave a very beautiful example. Some years back, in the Kaf Parade Rath Yatra, the Rath Yatra is going on and the Rath cart, accidentally, it made a dent in a Mercedes-Benz car. And devotees, they quickly took the Rath away from the car and then wanted to take it away. But one particular devotee, I would not mention his name, I know that name, but I don't want to embarrass him. He's a very humble, gentle devotee. What he did is, he took a piece of paper and he wrote his phone number there. And he wrote, it is we who are responsible for this dent on your car. Actually, we are celebrating Rath Yatra. And now because of this festival, I cannot stop here. I am one of the organizers of this Rath Yatra. So I am going ahead, but this is my phone number. Please call me. I am responsible for this. And I will make sure that whatever damage is done, I will pay for it. And the owner, after some time, when the whole Rath Yatra is gone, it's a Sunday, it's all deserted, nobody knows who did it. On a weekday, at least somebody saw something. On a Sunday in Kaf Parade, it's all deserted, right? Office area. So the owner came, the owner saw that chit on the wiper of the car, and he said, if this is what is ISKCON, he called up that number and he said, you don't have to pay. In fact, for every year's Rath Yatra, I am going to be one of the donors now. So this is Kirtan with your mouth shut. So, Dasya Ras, you know, it appears like a preliminary Ras, and from a philosophical angle, it could be one of the preliminary, because that's how you start. You know, you serve Krishna. But it's very interesting that those who are in Madhurya, Lakshmi Devi and all the eight primary queens of Krishna, they are in Madhurya, but they say, no, no, Dasya, 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 Dasya is safe. Let me try to serve Krishna. So, this is a very good lesson for us that we could also, instead of talking about Madhurya and imagining Sakya, and trying to talk big things about Vatsalya, better to be situated in Dasya. And try to actually go deeper into Dasya, and then in an organic way, you know, when we are actually situated as servant of servant. So there's a Trinadapi, Sunichina, Tarorapi, Saheshuna, Amanina, Manadena. So again and again we keep hearing this, better to be a servant of servant of servant of servant. Why do we hear it from exalted personalities in the Krishna consciousness movement? Because that's how there is some hope for us. One time His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was asked a question here only in one of the classes that Maharaj, when somebody gets initiated in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, his name is so-and-so Das. Or for Mataji's, it's so-and-so Dasi. So sometimes it is Gokulanandas, sometimes Gokulnath, Das, whatever. But the first part of the name keeps on changing and the second part does not keep changing. So what is the whole point? You know, what is, how to understand this? So Maharaj said, for any initiated devotee, the first part of the name is a detail. The real part which we have to focus on is the second part of the name, Das and Dasi. If we are remembering the second part of our name, that is success for us. So here we see the queens of Dwarka doing that. And now comes the best part. As I mentioned, this is chapter 83, where Draupadi is speaking to the queens of Dwarka. So eight primary queens already spoken. Now the ninth queen who is also there is Rohini. This Rohini is not the mother of Balram. This Rohini is the chief representative of the 16,100 princesses that were captured by Bhaumasur in the palace. And then Krishna released them. So this Rohini, she says something. Rohini Devi, speaking for the other queens. How many queens? 16,099. Rohini Devi, speaking for the other queens, said, after killing Bhaumasur and his followers, the Lord found us in the demon's prison, and could understand that we were the daughters of the kings whom Bhauma had defeated during his conquest of the earth. The Lord set us free. And because we had been constantly meditating upon his lotus feet, the source of liberation from material entanglement, he agreed to marry us, although his every desire is already fulfilled. So basically, these queens who were captured by Bhaumasur in that prison, Actually, there was no hope for them to even hear about Krishna. Like Rukmini in her palace would hear about Krishna. Rukmini's case is a very fortunate case. At least she is in her home and saints are coming and glorifying Krishna. In Bhaumasur's palace, in Bhaumasur's prison, who's going to glorify? But somehow they had faith in Krishna, and in a totally hopeless situation, they have the highest hope. So one of the symptoms of a devotee is he's always hopeful. Asha bandha. Bandha means he's bound by hope. And this rope of hope is a very amazing rope. Those who are bound by the rope of hope are always eager and always enthusiastic. And those who are not bound by the rope of hope are always depressed and morose. So these princesses who are in the prison of Bhaumasur, they are captured. And the description of Bhaumasur's prison is there. It is there, and you know, there is water all around, so nobody can go into that prison. And there was electric fencing there. So anybody who tried to go by land, there was electric fencing. If you go by sky, you cannot enter. If you go there, the water is always already there, and there are sharks in that water. There was no way any ordinary person could enter that prison and set them free, and they know that. But what is devotional service? Devotional service is when there are clouds of darkness and there is lightning that makes you fearful. In all that, you are not focusing on the darkness and the lightning. You are focusing on... So after clouds assemble and after lightning strikes, what happens next? Rains of mercy fall. So instead of focusing on the darkness that is created by the clouds, instead of focusing on the fear that is created by the lightning, are we able to focus on the future of all this, which is incessant rains, heavy rains? So the princesses, they have no hope to get freed, but in their hearts they are praying to Krishna, if possible, please rescue us. And Krishna heard those prayers, and Krishna came and did what nobody else could do and set them free. And now they are offering prayers to Krishna. They are saying, because we have been touched by this Bhauma and we have been captured and put in this prison, now who's going to marry us? Who's going to have any relationship with us? Actually, we can become maid servants in your palace. Naukarani ke roop mein humko rakh lo, kyunki humko samaj mein jagah nahi hai abhi. And what did Krishna say? Krishna said, why maid servants? You have offered your heart to me. I'll give you the status of my duly wedded queens. And Krishna married all of them. And it's very interesting, if you read the Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, in all the mandap, the Vivaha mandap, Krishna can expand. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So in every Vivaha mandap, all these 16,100 princesses were there from Bhaumasur's prison, and Krishna was there. But now, Sasurji or Sasuma hongi kya wahan pe? Will Vasudev be there? Will Devaki be there? Because if they are only in one Vivaha mandap, then that queen feels, oh, I got the blessings of Krishna's mother and father. But then it's very, very beautiful. It's very, very sensitive. It's very, very thoughtful. Krishna expanded all his relatives, including Vasudeva and Devaki. And in every Vivaha Mandap, Sasuji and Sasurji was there. And every one of these princesses felt, I did not get any less. The treatment that was given to Rukmini, the treatment that was given to Satyabhama, the treatment that was given to Kalindi was also given to me, although I had no position in society. So this is Krishna. Sometimes Krishna is portrayed by uninformed or envious people as somebody who runs behind girls. All the 16,108 princesses, the stories we discussed, if you look at it from this angle, none of them were pursued by Krishna. All of them pursued Krishna. Rukmini wrote a letter to Krishna. Mitravinda had already offered her heart to Krishna. So, the interesting point is, all these wives of Krishna, they desired Krishna as their husband, and reciprocating with their sincerity. In one sense, Krishna has risked his reputation forever. But, Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhaktah pranashati. If somebody is calling out to me, and if I go there, and she happens to be a female, and then again another female calls out to me, and I go there, and again she's a female, and in this way, 16,108 different females are calling out to me from their heart, and I have to go there. As Lord Ramchandra, it is mentioned, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions, at one point of time, Jambavan, being a pure devotee of Lord Ramchandra, in that Leela, wanted to marry his daughter, Jambavati, to Lord Ramchandra, and he had offered. But Lord Ramchandra mentioned, I am Ekapatni Vrata, so I cannot marry. So Lord Ramchandra remembered that. Lord Ramchandra remembered that, and as Krishna, he reciprocated with the desire of Jambavan to marry his daughter, and as Krishna is marrying Jambavati, can you imagine this Krishna's mood of always reciprocating? So here is Krishna who never ever fails to reciprocate. That's why he's called Achyuta. But what is the cost that he has to pay for being Achyuta? The cost that he has to pay for being Achyuta is he will be misunderstood. Dekho, inhone bulaya to inse vivaha kar liya. Inhone bulaya to inse vivaha kar liya. Inhone bulaya to inse. Kitna vivaha karte hai ye? ये हमारे रामचंद्र बहुत अच्छे हैं. रामचंद्र को कैसे हैं? कितने लोगों ने उनको आके प्रपोजल दिया लेकिन बोले नहीं नहीं नहीं, आई वांट टू बी एन आइडियल. इन वन सेंस दिस क्वालिटी ऑफ रेसिप्रोकेटिंग विद एवरी लिविंग एंटिटीज कॉल फॉर मर्सी हैज मेड कृष्णा पे प्राइस ऑफ बीइंग कॉल्ड ए डिबोची और ए वुमनाइजर. बट कृष्णा सेज आई एम नॉट सो मच वरीड अबाउट दैट फैक्ट. I am more worried about being called. Here is a person who sometimes responds to his devotees' prayers and sometimes does not respond to his devotees. Isko depend nahi kar sakte. So you might call me a womanizer, I'll deal with that. And even if I don't deal with that, my devotees will give lectures and will explain how I am not a womanizer. I am a devoteeizer. I run behind my devotees. When devotees call out to me, no way that devotee will go empty-handed. Agar koi bhakt mujhe pukar raha hai, wo jail mein hone do, ya Rukmini jaise Rajkumari hone do, one thing is assured. If he is calling out sincerely, I will go and save her. Yes. So we may be like Rukmini, fortunate, or we may be like those 16,100 princesses caught in some God-forsaken prison. Nobody can help us. Nobody even hears us. We are shouting, help me, help me. Kisi ko sunai nahi de raha kuch. But if we are sincere like those 16,100 princesses, Krishna comes on Garuda, smashes those electric fencing, destroys Bhaumasur with his Sudarshan Chakra and releases us. And we may not have a position in society because we are fallen. Bad past, bad history, unspeakable habits. But Krishna says, did you call out to me sincerely from your heart? Did you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the morning chanting session sincerely? Did you listen to Srila Prabhupada's explanation of the Hare Krishna Mantra where Srila Prabhupada mentioned we have to cry out to Krishna just like a baby cries out to the mother? If we are chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in a sincere mood, just like the princesses offered their prayers to Krishna, Krishna came and broke open everything that was preventing those princesses from being freed. Krishna will come and break away any impediment that is preventing us from getting freed. And in this way, this is Lord Krishna who is so amazing that he is reciprocating with every single devotee, even at the cost of personal risk of losing reputation. So all of us can pray to Shri Shri Radha Gopinath that let us offer our prayer sincerely. Let us learn from these prayers offered by the queens. And rest assured, one day, Krishna will come and save us. See, Sugriva promised something to Krishna, Lord Ramchandra. Sugriva promised to Lord Ramchandra that I'll help you if you help me. Lord Ramchandra helped him. But Sugriva did not help. How long did Krishna wait for Sugriva? How long did Lord Ramchandra wait for Sugriva? 4 months. So Lord Ramchandra, because Sugriv is a devotee, although he is a selfish devotee and a forgetful devotee, but he waited for Sugriv for 4 months. And ocean god, he came to the shore and he wanted to cross over to Lanka and he requested ocean god. But ocean god did not listen to him. He thought he is an ordinary mortal. 3 days Lord Ramchandra waited. 3 days was too much. And then Lord Ramchandra lifted his bow and was about to boil the whole ocean. So this is Lord Ramchandra, this is Lord Krishna. For the ocean god who is not his devotee, his own officer, administrative officer appointed. So for an administrative officer appointed by he himself, he waited only 3 days. 3 days maximum. But for a selfish devotee like Sugriva, Lord Ramchandra, no. One day he will change. Lakshman, go and explain to him. He should change. 4 months. So this is Krishna's Bhakta Vatsalya. This is Lord Ramchandra's Bhakta Vatsalya. And this is our hope. So let us pray to Lord Krishna, let us pray to Lord Ramchandra that let us, in whatever position we are, let us offer our sincere prayers and let us always endeavor for Dasya Ras rather than for Sakhya Vatsalya or Madhurya, and within that also Swakiya, Parakiya. It's all good for discussion's sake, but Dasya is much more safe. Thank you so much. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan Ki Jai. Jai Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय जय नीताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल हरे कृष्ण